Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of the society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today we're going to be talking about the presidential debate that happened yesterday, which basically, in my opinion, amounted to elder abuse. I got a guest coming on. She is let me give her a call and then I will introduce her to you people. She has been on the show for a very, very long time. So we're giving her a call. Fine lady coming on the show right now. She is a mystic alchemist healer, friend of the show. You could check out her website at dreamwalkerllc.com. That's dreamwalkerllc.com. Please give it up for the lovely, the talented Kimberly Ridgeway. How are you doing, Kimmy?
Hey, Louie. How you doing, baby?
How you doing? Oh.
I am doing... Wonderful.
Oh, we got the sexy voice going on now.
For you.
Oh, hey. Hey now. I'm almost a married man. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. Did I jump timelines?
I don't know.
You're almost a married man?
No.
Okay, I didn't jump timelines.
No, you didn't. Not yet. So, yeah, did you watch the presidential debate yesterday?
Some of it.
What you thought about it?
I didn't think favorably of it.
Really? Why? What makes you say that?
There was a lot about it that nobody could complete a thought. There was nothing but mudslinging.
Yeah.
Biden had some sort of weird contacts and a wire.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, come on, man, once.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You're a clown. That, like, everyone's like, you're a clown. Like, okay, that's the most laziest insult you could throw. That, like, oh, he's a clown. I'm like, all right, well, you're a pedo. Yeah, I mean, if that was me, like, I probably would have been the most childish debater ever. because Chris Wallace would ask me a question. But like, Mr. President, how would you fix the economy? Better than what this faggot would do.
Right?
That would be my answer. How would you end the war? Something way better than this faggot could ever think. Like, it'd just be me calling him a faggot all the time.
Well, I didn't feel like they were talking about anything real. They were just stirring up shit. They weren't trying to say, this is how I would fix it. This is what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I might do it differently than my opponent, but this is my plan of action. It was just, and Trump couldn't complete a sentence. They kept on interrupting him and talking over him. And then Mr. Biden, how do you like your ice cream, vanilla or chocolate?
Yeah, I mean, it really did seem that they were ganging up on Trump, and it was like he would try to make a point, and both him and Chris Wallace are like, I'm not going to let you get away with that, Mr. President. And I'm like, wait, what?
Right.
What?
Oh, here's another thing. Whenever they talked about Biden, they said Vice President Biden. In the news, whenever they talk about Obama, it's President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And rarely, all right, well, one, he's not president anymore.
Yeah.
It should be former President Obama.
Or Mr.
Former
Obama.
Vice President. And this magic they're trying to do by using words
mm-hmm.
to create a reality, it just isn't going to work.
No.
Uh-uh.
I mean,
it isn't. And it's not giving people the proper perspective.
I mean, look how Biden came out. Like him and his wife, you would think that they were trying to evacuate from Saigon the way they were running onto that stage. Like, like, oh, shit, Jill, hurry up. The gooks are shooting. Like,
I didn't see that. So they did get him all messed up because that's what the rumor is.
Yeah, it's like they shoved this poor old man out. They poked him with a stick. Like, get out. Come on.
This should be considered elderly abuse at this point.
That's the consensus. That seems to be the consensus. It's like, stop. Let this old ass man retire.
Like, well, some. All right, look, yeah. Let's get real. We know they're not going to let him be president. Either he's going to drop out right before the race because of he's got the COVID,
mm-hmm.
Or something's going to happen. And he's no longer going to be in the race.
He's going to sniff the wrong kid. It's going to turn out to be a robot, and he's going to short circuit, and he's going to get shocked to death like a mosquito.
Right.
It's like, oh, come on, bro. Bruh.
Right.
Bruh. Stop sniffing.
Come on, bro.
Stop sniffing the kid. Come on, man. Stop sniffing kids. I mean, like, look, you know, I'm the world's greatest uncle, but you don't see me sniffing kids.
No. No, there's something distinctly creepy about that man. And if he'll do that on camera, you just have to wonder what he does off camera.
He probably jerks off and like into like a mason jar, and he has like a collection for each year. I don't know. That was a weird joke. I don't know where I was going with that. I don't know where I was going with that. Sometimes I confuse
myself. I'm sure
myself.
There's a collection of something somewhere that's really creepy.
Yeah.
Really creepy. So what do you think about another 4 years of Trump?
Well, it's going to get interesting.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen, actually? We can't even look that far ahead, really. What do you think is going to happen these next 6 weeks?
There's going to be another scandal. They just keep throwing scandal after scandal after scandal to keep him from accomplishing anything.
Right.
He hasn't accomplished as much as he could have because they keep getting in his way. It's, I don't get it. I don't, you know, it's like, just let the man work. But, you know, maybe that's what it is. They don't want him to work. They don't want him to, at least do what he has to do.
Right. And they told me he was on today. Mr. I don't know anything. I can't take responsibility for anything. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think we did. I don't know. And then they're extending Flynn's case again. It's just, how can they get away with this? That's all I want to know. How do they keep on getting away with it?
Well, the thing is, I mean, this is the thing that you know, I was talking to a friend of mine who I probably have call in soon. Like, they can't just be so, have such cognitive dissonance that they don't understand or realize that they're lying. Like, when, you know, Biden kept, it seemed like Biden kept reciting, like, was taglines, you know, from Slate or what's the other liberal website? Slate and,
I don't know.
I forgot, like some other liberal websites, like, oh, well, he said this, he said that. There's no proof of what he said about, if he said anything bad about the troops. There's no recording, but there's a recording of him cursing people out.
Right.
And it's like they ignore that. They're like, oh, it's just Joe. Like, dude, like SNL.
They project.
SNL.
Everything that they're.
Yeah.
Everything that they're guilty of, they're projecting onto Trump. Everything. Oh, he's going to steal the election. That's the best one. It's like, no, he's got the election in the bag. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
For every one Biden supporter, I know 50 Trump supporters. It's just, he's got it in the bag. I've talked to several people that have been driving around and visiting across country and such, mm-hmm. and they all say, everywhere Trump, everywhere. You don't see a Biden sign anywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
and so everything they're doing, they're projecting onto Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever they accuse him of, they're guilty of. They're using black mirrors and twisted magic. Yeah.
So that's that's crazy.
Well, it's what we're seeing.
Yeah.
BLM, Baal, Lucifer, Moloch. This is why they want you to get on a knee and pledge allegiance. It's there's something going around the internet where some of the leaders of the BLM were showing people how to do ceremonies and invite the spirits into their bodies.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's only room for one entity in this flesh bag, and it's Ocupado.
Exactly. There's no welcome mat here. But they're inviting them in, and what we're seeing on the streets is my demons gone wild.
Yeah.
And then some of them, have you seen the arrest pictures of some of these kids?
Yeah. I mean, there's pictures of women, of girls that before liberalism, after liberalism, and they just look like, it looks like it's worse. Liberalism is worse to a woman's face than meth.
Yes.
Like why? Like it's like once they start believing this shit, it's like they hate their own feminine energy, and they try to desexualize themselves.
Exactly.
All while still demanding that they still be viewed as sexual.
The way people are twisting sexuality is a lot, and it's moving. The changes, the shifts are moving faster than a normal progression in change would take. It took a while for people to accept homosexuality and for people to feel comfortable coming out of the closet. Even in the early 2000s, people weren't really open about their homosexuality, especially people in professional jobs. Now they can be. It took time for acceptance and transition. In the 60s, people who came out as gay were hunted down and shot. Yeah. It takes time for a collective to change. And so the sexuality of this generation has changed so abruptly, and society collectively has not had a chance to catch up to the transitions. And when you look at the pictures of some of these people that are getting arrested and the way they're changing their sexuality, this is very much part, and it plays into the anger, it plays into the aggression, because society has not caught up with it yet, and they don't really have a place to fit in.
Right.
There's a lot of anger with that. And I'm sure it would be equivalent to the same anger a gay man would have faced in the 1970s.
Yeah.
Well, I have to date this woman and I have to pass. And that must have been very hurtful on their souls, the ones that had to go through all that and live that lie. And so as society, we're catching up to this idea. And I really think as society woke up and realized the deeper level, mm-hmm. that this is about transitioning to AI and transhumanism. Yeah. Do you know that path? Are you familiar with all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I really think it's about, when you look at that gender on the application, and you have male, female, they want other to be another slot. But if they came in and they said, okay, well, we're fixing to replace all your jobs with AI,
mm-hmm.
and so we need this other slot so we can tax the factories on an employee, everybody would revolt. We're not going to give our jobs to AI. No, 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 no. But if it's pushed as an agenda of acceptance
yeah.
for people, and then we get the other box, well, it's real easy to slip other ideas like pedophilia and AI and transhumanism on in there. It's all going against the original plan,
right?
With the AI and the transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unsettling.
So how would it start? Like, what would be the first level? Like what installation would they need to get this thing started?
What thing? The transhumanism?
Yeah.
I really believe it's already started.
Okay, so what's next? What's next then? Because, I mean, not all of us are...
It's getting everybody plugged into the hive mind. You should see my house right now. I'm getting attacked by cuteness. Utter, complete cuteness.
Oh.
I've got a kitten that was rescued from the hurricane that my daughter named Louie, because it came from Louisiana.
Okay.
And it's tiny, 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 and it's sitting on my neck right now.
Oh.
And I've got a little rescue beagle that's wanting to kiss the little rescue kitten. And it's just a complete attack of cuteness. I don't know. Transhumans don't get to appreciate cuteness.
No.
No. No.
No, they need to destroy it because you can't control it.
Right.
It needs to fit in the box of ones and zeros.
We can't have anything being cute.
No.
They might think they're special.
Yeah.
Oh, God, gosh, what was that movie?
The Matrix?
No. Oh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Where everybody had to be equal. So if you were beautiful, you had to wear a mask over your face. If you were skinny, you had to add extra weight to your body. Hmm. Yeah, everybody had to be equal. It was a really weird movie.
Hmm.
And you had this thing that you wore around your neck that kept you from having a high IQ and thinking too, you know, no critical thinking. And so the hero of the movie took his thing off his neck. Said, I will be free. It was quite an epic movie, and I can't remember the name of it. Maybe somebody listening will remember it.
Hmm.
Yeah. But transhumanism lends to everyone being equal. Equally a slave.
Right.
Equally controlled. Equally easy to turn off.
Right.
Oh, we're done. We're done with you. Thanks for playing. Hmm. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, they can't have all of us uploaded into the server, whatever cloud computing they have to store our consciousness.
There are people ready to do that. To get rid of this useless human body and get moved up into the cloud.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And surely you'll get uploaded to a virus that'll never, or a server that'll never get a virus, right?
Yeah, right.
Surely you'll be safe there. Surely they'll never unplug you.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah. I mean, if you skip a payment, I mean, you lose all your data, or, you know,
right?
You'll get busted down to like the basic version. Where you only have like 26 megabytes of yourself. And it's like, hey.
You think maybe this is where some of these trolls that are posting all the time come from? Some loser that got uploaded in the Matrix and then they found out, oh, I gotta have a job.
Yeah, right.
Gotta pay for server space. Oh no. Oh no.
That stinks.
Yeah, this conversation's gone weird. Every conversation with you goes weird, Louie. How are things in New York?
Oh crap! My TikTok has been temporarily suspended.
Why?
I have no idea. It has been suspended. My TikTok has been suspended. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Well, I've heard that they're all getting together, all the different platforms,
mm-hmm.
and anybody who's labeled a troublemaker, they're fixing to yank us off of every platform. Joy, huh?
Yeah, great. I don't even know what I don't even know what the fuck I did. They what? Wow.
Were you close up? If you were pro-Trump, one of those trolls living in the Matrix reported you, I'm sure.
Yep. Oh, man. And I freaking worked hard to build a... Ugh. This is ridiculous. They really don't want people to, like... They really just don't want people to have no speech. I wonder how long I will have my YouTube.
Probably not long, Louie.
Ugh. And I just made I just hit 1,000 followers on YouTube. Holy crap.
And it takes so long to build up a channel.
Yeah.
And to build up a following and to build up your Twitter and to build up your Facebook. And so many people that I know that have large channels and large followings are just poof gone. The lawsuits that are going to come after this are going to be ridiculous. Because if you have a business and it's associated with your business, that brings it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Because now they're not just messing with you, they're messing with your money.
Hmm.
And you sure would think that. How many conservative voices are being silenced by the thousands?
Goodness,
they have to come after the conservatives and silence them.
Goodness, they really. Good thing I have all my videos backed up. Holy crap! It's like, oof.
Yeah. Get everything backed up.
Ugh. This is like, are you kidding me?
Oh, this is crazy, Louis. It's crazy, and so you've got a choice now. Either you can do good and stop being so pro-conservative, and we'll let you stay, because here's your warning shot. Now do good. Be a good little slave, Louis. Do what you're told. Don't go out of the box. But yet they'll let #baguettes get all the freedom in the world.
Yeah.
That's a pedo code.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, they'll...
Yeah. Yeah, but all the pedo codes... Oh, we have no problem with that.
No, of course not.
You know Kenosha, that kid that shot those guys?
Yeah, in self-defense. Yeah, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, he shot the thief in the arm.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that had choked out his wife in the lung. And what was the other? It was something, but it was...
A pedo.
The pedo. Yeah, the pedo in the crotch. Now, you tell me, that's not some funny shit right there.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That's just funny. You couldn't make that shit up. But post about it online.
Mm-hmm.
No, bro. No. No, you're not good anymore. And I know a lot of people that follow the Q, which could be a psyop, maybe not. Don't know. Q's very, very interesting. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're just waiting because Q is acting like Trump's going to come in here and clean house, and we're going to shut down all this unfair bias on the social media. But nothing's happening. And a lot of people are getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this the other day. You keep on shutting down liberals. You shut down their voice. You shut down their ability to get on Facebook and make their little comment and blow off their little steam and mm-hmm. Trump 2020. And you shut them down and don't give them that little vent through all this crazy. They're going to bottle up. That steam is going to have to go somewhere. And it almost feels like this is by design.
Just ugh. So wow. So first my Instagram, then my Facebook, and now my TikTok, where I actually have a video that has over 1 million hits.
So what do you do to rebuild in this day and age? I know a lot of people are just getting their own servers and doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And I know you've been shadow banned for a long, long time.
Yeah.
You were shadow banned before there was a term shadow banned.
Yep.
You got your own server. It might help. But look at how far Alex Jones has had to go.
Yeah. And, you know, and he has the money to do that. I don't have the money to do that.
Right?
It's like, ugh.
Oh, well, you got to sell something, Louie.
Yep.
Bro. Need to pimp some shit out. How much bullets going for in New York?
You can't get them.
I heard here, I think it's regular 9mm are going for like $60 for a box of 10. Oh my God, you gotta be shitting me, bro. This is crazy. This is crazy, crazy. And they did not slow down. They did not throttle ammunition on the shelf. there was plenty before.
Mm-hmm.
I even went shopping in April, May, June. It started getting short once all the riots started. That's when everybody started grabbing their box of bullets and saying, I wish a motherfucker would.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in these small southern towns that it's not going to happen here, bro. I was reading, there were two southern towns I was reading about. One was in Texas, and I can't remember the other one. And I was reading about it last night, where the local militia met the agitators and escorted them out of town.
Mm.
Yeah. They were coming after different statues. And apparently the towns had a head up, and they were just kind of waiting. No, bro, not here.
No.
Not now.
Of course not.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, over here, the politicians be like, "Oh, you want this one taken down? Oh, no problem. Are you gonna vote for us? No, fuck ourselves. Okay, no, but we'll still take down the statue anyways."
Right.
It's like, oh, is this statue bothering you? This statue of Alice in Wonderland? Why? Because it perpetuates some made up term you just came up with 2 seconds ago? Oh my goodness,
right.
We didn't know. Oh, I'm sorry we don't stay educated on the latest pamphlets that come out of, whatever liberal arts.
Emo land.
Like.
Emo land.
Yeah.
Emo. Just. All right, so do you know about Dennis Lee Montgomery's The Hammer?
No, I do not.
I know it feels like I'm making a left turn, but I promise I'll come back.
Okay.
Dennis Lee Montgomery worked for our government. He created a system called the Hammer. Mm. And it's spelled a little funny, but you can still Google it, H-A-M-M-E-R. I think it's H-A-M-E-R. I'm not sure. He gave testimony about this. Did you ever see the show Person of Interest?
Yes.
Okay, The Hammer is a computer, a big supercomputer like that was on Person of Interest.
Mm-hmm.
This Hammer was in control, in his testimony, of the Obamas and China. This was together. They were working together. China. All right. When he left, when he got pissed off and he left, before he did all his whistleblowing,
mm-hmm.
They say he took 16 boxes with him. Or was it 17? Maybe it was 17. Maybe it was 17. Okay. Now, it's obvious that Q's working with a supercomputer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just there's no way they could put together what all they're putting together with the times and everything. These supercomputers are infusing the graphics that people are seeing. And that's one reason why people are getting so emotional. Because these supercomputers, this Hammer, especially working on the liberals to get them to their point of view, they push people so far, all they can do is just fucking scream. They can't even think anymore. But they've done it. They've used social media. And so they've really pushed people way past something normal.
Hmm.
Way, way, way past something normal.
Yeah.
And so that's why you see so many people just so far out there on the left. And they're making so many videos where they're just screaming. Have you ever done that, Louie? Have you ever just screamed like that for no reason?
Not for no reason.
Right. Somebody's life has to actually be in danger for me to scream.
Or be really, or like just really pissed off. It's like, fuck! Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, one of those, but to just scream and scream and no, mm-hmm. no. And so you know that's manipulated. You know that's mind control. Yeah. And so I saw a graphic today. Somebody from the left, and she's talking about being a nurse and how we know that Trump left us unprotected and exposed us all to COVID and blah, blah, blah. And we will not forget in November with this graphic of this nurse covered in blood. I mean, it was just like something out of some zombie movie.
Yeah.
And so I just wrote back to her. It's in some group that I'm in that's not supposed to be political, okay? And that picture's quite emotional. I don't really remember seeing any hospital scenes where people were covered in blood. As a matter of fact, I remember seeing thousands of TikTok videos of nurses having nothing to do and having their thumbs up their ass and the hospitals being empty during the whole COVID pandemic. Bitch. But stop with all the, but they don't realize that they're being influenced by AI, that AI is using what it knows about colors and graphics and your emotional response and pairing it with certain words and creating memes to get you to elicit the reaction they want because they know how to control us on that level. There are people out there still convinced that if they leave their home, they're going to get COVID, get sick, and die. Convinced of it. Now, unless you're over 60, I don't think you're taking that big of a risk. What's the kill rate? 0.006% for young people? Just wondering. Oh, then I saw this video last night. Stephen Quast, like KWAST possibly. He was talking about the secret space program at Hillsborough College, and he made this video back in December of 2019. And he was saying that it's either China or us that's going to get the contract to control trillions and trillions of dollars of business coming from space. Yeah. And he says, we're at war with China. This was in December of 2019 before the whole COVID thing. And he says, we're at war with China and the American people don't even know it. Well, can I get a hello there? Really?
I mean,
really, you don't say.
What, aliens?
Yeah, working with space. Yeah, and I will, if you just, let me double check and make sure I got the spelling of his name right, because it was just something that I came across. He said something that you heard about Nocera, Gacera, and all that, right?
No, I did not.
Whew. We're going to be getting new money soon, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump has been doing a lot of things, setting us up for that. And the big thing to remember is that the Paris Climate Agreement is more about Gacera and us going into that. That's a global economic reset, and Nocera is a national economic reset. Quast, KWAST. And so the countries that go with the Paris Climate Agreement are all kind of going into a collective.
Right.
The ones that are going in to Nocera is they're keeping their own republic after all this changes. Nacera's really supposed to be wonderful and beautiful, and for some reason, they keep on bringing up the left. Well, you didn't. You pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement. You pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Like, this is some really big deal. And if you look at the Paris Climate Agreement and look at what it actually is, it's not something we want to be involved in. That's just my take. But if it means being part of giving up our nationality, I don't like that. I think we ought to maintain that. So I like the fact that they're going to go with Nacera. And I wonder why the left is so upset about that. And what does that have to do with China? Mm-hmm. China, China, China. Do you think there's a chance we're at war with China?
I'm pretty sure we are. I mean, we're at an economic war with China at the moment. I mean, I've had other guests on the show, Mercedes Carrera. She talks about that all the time, about how China has been playing the long game and screwing up our economy.
Yes. And Trump's stopping them. And so the bigger game is they're going after the space contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that controls the space contracts controls all that money coming in for the humanitarian projects.
Right.
So, go Trump 2020.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. They say we've already won. It's just got to play itself out. That a lot of arrests have already been made, and you see a lot of people just virtually disappearing, like Madonna and Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen disappears but comes back. Make a deal, huh, Ellen?
Yep.
Yeah. Remember that video she made where she was crying in the yellow sweatshirt? We gotta listen to the smart people. And then another one talking about how they've been doing bad things and it's gone on for far too long.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm taking this call in a lot of different directions, huh, Louie?
Yes. Yeah. I don't even know how to contribute. I'm like, huh. Okay.
Yeah, and
I mean the breaking news, like honestly, the breaking news was, oh, my TikTok just got suspended. Don't know why. Doesn't matter.
And you won't ever know why. You need to find another platform.
Yeah, I mean, I already have another platform. It's just like, fuck, man. I've had a massive good to success with this platform, and it's like, oh, we got shut down as soon as it becomes starts getting controlled by a Trump supporter. That's when they kick people off. It's like, huh?
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's about to get...
So the TikTok deal did go through?
It was starting to look like it's going to go through. I mean, now I hope it doesn't go through, because, I mean, damn, I'm looking at 57 cents they owe me. Like... it's like, huh.
Louis B., I have known you for years. You are consistent with your message.
Oh, your account was permanently banned due to multiple violations of our community guidelines. Huh.
You should be well known by now.
Wait a minute.
I mean, you're well known enough to have other people rip off your jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Just say it. It sure would be nice if you were big enough to pull off that. I mean, your own jokes instead of having people rip you off.
Yeah.
Well, you've earned it. You've worked hard for it. I mean, you've been consistent over the years. You always show up. Yeah. If I want to go to bed with Louie, I can go to bed with Louie any night of the week. All I got to do is turn on your YouTube, and I'm going to bed with Louie.
Yeah.
And all your ranting and raving, I mean, that's great to go to sleep. You make me so happy when I listen to you, Louie. Because you're raw, you're true, you're honest, you're real.
Well, I just found out. Okay, yeah, my account has went from temporarily to permanently banned. I'm permanently banned off of TikTok. Nice. All right, fuck them.
So fuck. You're now in TikTok mode.
Like, not even. I've just been diving freaking
banned. Well, I am sure there'll be a class action lawsuit to follow all this.
Yep.
For everybody that got kicked off of social media.
Hmm.
Especially the ones that were making money off their social media.
Yeah. Multiple violations. Multiple violations? They don't even let you, like, fucking... They don't let you freaking appeal nothing. They're like, nah, we don't got time for this. Goodbye.
Yeah, no. No. I bet you whoever got you was hired by Soros.
Yeah, probably.
I'd be willing to bet, Louie. Mm-hmm. You remember that secret club?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Remember that interview?
I wonder how long I'll have my Twitter. Holy crap.
I can't believe you still have a Twitter. How did you escape that?
I have no idea.
How did you escape that?
Well, maybe because I was extra careful with my Twitter. Like, I don't post shit. Like, if I really want to post heinous shit, I'll post it on my Gab account or now Parler.
Yeah.
Ugh. I work hard. I work hard, and then these motherfuckers just take this shit. It's like, okay, well then, fuck you. It's like, all right, we're going to be deleting this then.
Lisa, look, it was about 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
I was selling CBDs. I was doing real good. I had a fair amount of money in my account.
Mm-hmm.
And PayPal just came through and shut me down and took my money.
Yeah.
For a sale I had made 6 months prior.
Mm.
No warning. No, hey, look, dude, here's your first and only warning. Change everything. No. No, just... We're going to take your money. And get this. PayPal does this on a regular basis.
Yeah, yeah.
I really started investigating this, okay? Because this is money. You used to trust PayPal. I used to love PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And something has really changed in the last few years. They're not as wonderful as they used to be. And so they're ripping off people to the tune of what looks like to me at least $500,000 a month. They just hold people's funds. We're going to hold your funds for 6 months.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's nice to go put in a CD for yourself. We're just going to rip your money off and hold it for 6 months, and we'll give it back to you. Not with any interest.
Yeah.
And they've made themselves so that they're, what's the word I'm looking for? But they can't be touched by class action lawsuits. They can't be touched by litigation because all these people could get together. That would be a class action lawsuit. So easy. And somehow they have made it so they are exempt from class action lawsuits. I'm like, how the hell can you do that and still do business in our country? How does that make sense? That apparently that loophole exists. Because I think the people that make the thing with the word that we probably shouldn't say because that'll trigger algorithms, but starts with a V. I think they're exempt from class action lawsuits too. Mm. So yeah, how do they do that? And regular people like us? Nah, man. Nah, bro. You better be careful. You have no protection from litigation. None.
Hmm.
Yep.
It's like, oh my goodness. Like how can PayPal just take your money? Ban me from your fucking your platform. Okay, fine. But give me back the money I earned.
Oh, well, they shut me down on a couple of different platforms that I was selling on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, but when they took my money, it was gut-wrenching. It really set me back.
Yeah.
And I started, like I said, I started researching this because I wanted to do something about it.
Yeah.
And PayPal sucks. PayPal sucks hard. Every day for about a month, I think I posted, hashtag PayPal sucks. I mean, I'm going to at least get a little something back at you for this, because this is just hard. They took this one chick's money. She was in California.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was reading about it all. And in California, house notes are high and all this. And anyway, they took thousands of dollars from her, and she lost her house over it.
Mm-hmm.
She became homeless over their little stupid move. Because I forget what she was selling. I don't know what it was. But whatever it was, it disagreed with their thing. So, boom. You're out. And it just seems like if somebody has the power to shut down your business, your livelihood, what is the difference between you surviving and you thriving? That thing that gives you that little motherfucking piece of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Before they take that away from you, shouldn't they just give you a warning first?
Yeah.
As long as you're not killing or hurting anybody, shouldn't you just get a warning first?
Yeah. But no.
Then they come through and fuck your life?
No. And the thing is, they do it because it's like you don't think the right way.
Right.
You don't think the right way. You don't have the proper thoughts. So. Ugh,
maybe God. If you think too much, you don't do as you're told.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. There's that. Oh, Louie.
Oh, goodness. It gets fucking frustrating. It's like, come on.
We're headed to a really strange world, Louie.
Yeah.
And if whatever's in control of this, or whatever has the power, doesn't stop it soon, we're not going to recognize our world, much less our country.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not going to recognize it. How safe is New York these days?
Same crap.
Way it sounds from over here, sounds like shootings are just off the charts and everything's kind of gone a little rogue in New York.
Yeah. I mean, that's what seems to be happening.
Certain neighborhoods?
Yeah, certain neighborhoods. Well, it's happening almost everywhere. It's happening everywhere.
And the police are just standing down, not doing shit?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm lucky, the small town I live in.
I mean, they're being told to stay. They're being told to stand down. I mean, the downfall happened when bail reform happened, when they weren't allowed to hold people, and all it did was cause them they release people from prison and they come on, they offend again or they do something way worse, and it's like. Criminals are not afraid of the police anymore.
Why should they be? The police might bring a shrink with them to talk to them about it.
Yeah.
Why did you murder that pregnant woman? How does that make you feel? Oh.
It's like I just don't understand how the cowardice of these people. It's like, oh, you feel like you're so big and bad, like, all right, you killed a woman. Okay, that's nice. That's great.
Right. Well, when these people get busted, you see it, they're crying, they're wanting what? Do the crime, do the time, bro. Man, let's fuck up. Then you got your career crazies that don't mind manning the fuck up.
Yeah.
Jail's just a second home for them. Which is sad. It would be nice if we could find ways to break the whole pattern of bullshittery
that
puts people in poverty, that puts people in need.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. When you have people that have the power to, like, screw other people over, it's like, it's a power that, is drunk. You get drunk off of it.
You do. And
like, look what's going on. Oh,
rise
oh,
up you, on the backs of others.
Like, oh, you've said something wrong. The context doesn't matter. The context doesn't fucking matter. You've said this one word, this arbitrary word.
The wrong way,
or,
Yes, like, the wrong way.
Honestly, it's like, okay, you it's not, and I'll say this once and I'll say this again. I would rather a loud and proud racist than a crypto one.
Well, so that at least you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Like, at least I know, who to avoid.
At least you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, oh man, I'm just upset. I'm really upset because I put in a lot of work. I actually write jokes and I freaking post them. And yeah, I have an alternative, but it's like, fuck, man. It's like, okay, how long? I have to go to these alternate sites where, they're not well known yet. So it's yeah, it's wow. Yeah. I mean, well, TikTok was, I don't know. The only way to get really big with TikTok is if you were a 13-year-old girl in a thong bikini. Like that's who they really pushed. That's who they really pushed. Or like, they kept talking about the algorithms, which encourage women to sexualize themselves. Like, there'll be a girl. Hell, there's this one girl that she's popular on there because she fucking does facial expressions to music. And I was like, really? She does face dances.
But she's 13 and she does it in a bikini.
Well, no. She does. Well, she's the only one that doesn't. And she's not 13. She's actually, she was in the Navy. So it's like, okay, well, shit.
Didn't see that one coming.
It's like, fuck, all right. Me, I freaking make a joke. You know, it's probably the Breonna Taylor joke. I posted it. I tempted fate.
Well,
I tempted. Fuck it. I tempted fate, and that's what happens. All right.
Yep. Tell you what, that's a sad situation right there.
Yeah.
That's a sad, sad, sad situation. Because truth is, if the police were coming in my house and I didn't know it was the police, there might be gunfire returned back. Just saying. But the police, I get their point of view. They announce themselves and more lives are lost.
Yeah.
Seems like we can figure out a way to do this that's less animalistic. Just get them when they get out of their car. Just walk right up beside them and say, sorry, you're under arrest.
Yeah.
That way there's no chance of getting their family, their kids. Nothing. Just, you can handle it so smooth. They don't have to go to people's houses and shake shit up in their family in the middle of the night. Because a reasonable house is going to return fire if some shit's outside coming in. So that's why I think that's kind of a sad story, because there's just some two-edged sword to that. It's not as clear as it seems. But she wasn't in bed sleeping.
No.
They were returning fire on the police officers. But if they honestly did not know it was police outside, you got to say, if you're a gun owner and you think that you should be able to protect yourself, then you got to give them a pass, whether they're a criminal or not. Because they were in their own home. And there should be some sanctity in your own home.
Yeah.
There should be a boundary. I'm just saying. That one's not just cut and dry. But it's not as sweet and innocent as liberals are trying to make it. Poor little baby was sleeping in her bed when the gun caught you, blew her away. No, no. Sweet little girl was next to her thug boyfriend who was shooting at the cops. Bullets fix and fly. It's simple math.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Do you know about Bruce Willis?
Who?
Have you heard about this?
No. No,
Bruce Willis?
No.
All right. About 2 weeks ago, did y'all's internet go down?
No.
Okay. Then you won't be in the first wave of this. How did New York get out of something? Shit. Brucellus is a bacterial infection, and rumor is that it has made its way into the food supply. And 2 weeks ago, anybody who lost internet that Monday is going to be in the areas of the first wave of it. My town lost internet for the whole day. So, there you go.
All right, great.
Supposedly, this is rumored. Supposedly going to be in the meat and cheese. However, here's the funny part about Brucellus. It mimics COVID.
Oh.
Yeah, so people are going to, oh my God, COVID 2, the whatever they're going to call it, the second wave, right here before the election. Oh my God. And so then people are going to go to the hospital and they're going to treat it with hydroxychloroquine or remdesivir or whatever they've been treating COVID with, vitamin C, vitamin D, whatever. None of it's going to work because it's bacterial, and people are going to get worse because they're not being treated right when they go to the hospital. And so the hospital's going to go, oh my God, the second wave has mutated. We don't know what the hell it is, and it's killing people. Holy shit. So then everybody's going to go into fear, massive fear. We don't know what it is. We don't know where it is. Holy shit, it could be in the air. Everybody gets scared. Everybody locked down again. Mail in your vote. And then they'll realize, oh, it's in the food supply. holy shit, and restaurants and grocery stores will close. I'm not saying 100%. I'm just saying this is a rumor that's out there that seems pretty credible. Oh, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, right after the internet went down on Monday, and on Thursday, now the rumor got broke out on that Christy W show, Kristen W. You know who I'm talking about, the little Puerto Rican lady?
No, I don't.
And she may not be Puerto Rican. She might be island. I'm not sure. But she's cute. So anyway, she broke this like on Friday. And so Monday, my internet went down. On the next Thursday, there was news that China had an outbreak of China, brucellosis. Mm-hmm. You can't make this shit up. You really cannot make this shit up. So then they say, oh, it's in the food. And then they shut off everywhere you're getting food, so they can figure everything out. So all of a sudden, all restaurants, all grocery stores closed. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm saying it's out there. And so anybody listening, just make sure you got enough food to get through 6 weeks if you absolutely have to. Get some oatmeal, get some peanut butter, get some rice, put it up. Don't get caught off guard. And won't this play in quite nicely right around election time if this indeed happens?
Yeah. I mean, I mean you can't really as much as they like to shit on Trump, oh, he's doing this for in the, you know, the perfect time during the election cycle. How come you didn't do this earlier? Okay. You're banning people before an election cycle.
Right?
That's convenient. Oh,
they're shitting their pants. They are shitting their pants. If they weren't shitting their pants, they wouldn't have Zuckerberg and all his cronies banning everybody. Mm-hmm. It's just more proof that they are shitting their pants. Mm-hmm. Fine. Bring it. There's way more people that are behind Trump than are not. And the people that aren't behind Trump, their arguments are so silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So silly.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he said the word the wrong way. That means he's a white supremacist, and he convenes with the devil, and is like, what? What? He said Kaveve. Okay.
Right.
You've never made a fucking mistake. It's not presidential. He's the president. He's not perfect.
Oh, no. Kaveve and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Trump is throwing codes left and right. He's giving comms. He is so entrenched in darkness that he has to give comms in plain sight. And how ingenious. Twitter. So if you see something misspelled, mm-hmm, or it doesn't look right,
yeah,
that's a code. And once you pick up and learn how to start reading some of the code, it makes this game so much more enlightening. That's all I can say. But you got to dig in, and it takes time. And there's other people that do it. They're on Twitter and kind of network in. And you get more of a scope of a picture of what's going on. Because there's so much more going on than what appears.
Mm-hmm.
So much going on. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the fires in California?
They need to stop setting them.
Agreed.
Somebody needs to I think you made your point.
Two things I don't understand. One, it's still burning.
Yeah.
Because as you said, you've made your point. And two, there are people living there that haven't got out.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I've come across a few posts today from people. There's fires all around me. Leave. Get in your car and leave. A friend of mine just went and visited some people in Southern California, and she said more Trump signs than Biden signs, by the way, in Southern California. They're scared. And she said there's fires everywhere. And she was there visiting family and such. Why are they leaving? I don't understand. If I walked out on my balcony and I saw a fire in at least 90 degrees of directions, much less 180 degrees or greater, I'm packing up my shit and I'm out, bro.
Yeah.
I have enough self-preservation instinct to not stay in that environment. And it's just complete cognitive dissonance to think that it's going to be okay, somebody's going to take care of it, it's all going to be okay. Because it's not. And at what point do these people realize it's not and leave? And what's going to happen to those millions of people? Mm-hmm. Where are they going to go? And it'll probably be in the middle of the next COVID, brucellosis outbreak. So everybody will be double down on the fear again. Yeah. I'm not sure what is being gained by burning down California and Oregon, and I guess it's spreading into Utah now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I think I've heard there's a lot of fires in Colorado. I may be wrong. I believe I've heard that.
Yeah, Donald J. Trump just entered the chat room here. He says, weekend at Biden's. Yep.
Weekend what?
Weekend at Biden's.
Yep, he's, weekend at Biden's.
Yeah, they just dress him up. Yeah.
Show him off.
God, fuck.
Fill him full of mouth.
I can't wait. I can't wait for these tech giants to finally get their comeuppance. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's like, okay, we're just gonna X you out. It's like, okay.
Cancel culture. You don't exist.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
You're not part of their new normal that they want to achieve.
Like, yeah.
You're not angry enough, Louie. Because the new normal includes people that are very, very angry.
Well, hey, if I gotta freaking start walking outside with a fucking bullhorn and start saying my fucking malarkey, I mean, it's like,
That's what I'm saying. With it shutting everybody's down, shutting everybody's voice down that's conservative, they're gonna push them to do some shit like that, bro.
Yeah. I'm gonna start saying my fucking malarkey on the streets of New York, and people are not going to like it, and they're going to get more and more pissed off, and I'm going to be like, well, you don't like it, then, you know, you should go and protest Facebook and tell them to give me back my shit, because, you know,
right?
The people that are following me liked it. They were giving me thumbs up. They were giving me laugh reacts. They were doing this, and it's like, goodness, I've had 17,000 followers on fucking TikTok, and it was growing.
Damn it, Louie.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's like, it's like, damn, man. You can't make dark jokes. It's not like I was advocating freaking the violence of anybody. It's like, I didn't even say any freaking racial slurs.
It's not about that. It's that you don't fit into the narrative.
Yeah.
Because if you fit into the narrative, you could have been as violent and angry and disgusting as you wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been just fine as long as you were in tune with the narrative. But I don't think I could sacrifice my soul for a social media account.
No.
No.
No. It's like, okay, mm-mm. Well, the fun's over. I gotta, like, do something. Like, the final straw would be if they take this away from me. That's when I'm like, okay, well, it was a nice run. It's mm-hmm. time for me to...
And the thing is, people don't... If you're not there, they don't automatically look for you.
No.
And it might not even show up on TikTok that you're not there anymore.
Yeah.
It might appear as though you're not there, just inactive. I don't know what they're going to do. That's what it does on Twitter for me since I'm in Twitmo.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why they haven't banned me from Twitter yet. Maybe that's coming soon.
They say it is for all of us that, like I said, that all the tech giants talk to each other and they got names, man. They got a list.
Yeah.
And those of us conservatives that don't mind speaking our mind, well, we're all done.
Yep.
And so then for the election, everybody will go, oh my gosh, we got to count the votes and all this. And even though it appears that Donald Trump won in a landslide, we got to make sure every vote counts and every vote matters, whether it's real or not. Yeah. How many votes do we need to come up with and how long do we have? And the only people on social media will either be wussy conservatives that are scared to speak because they might lose their account where they get to check on their family and shit.
Yeah.
Which I understand that. I get it. I mean, I get it. And it's going to be liberals, and so everybody will think everybody's in support of them when, in honesty, all their opposition just got wiped out. It's slanting the view and making liberals feel more empowered, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, it's like instead of like capitalizing on this, it's like, okay, we have all these conservatives. Let's sell ads that pertain to conservative values and make some money off of these dumb motherfuckers. No, they don't think right. like that.
Well, it's not about that. They're making their money somewhere else, baby.
Yeah.
They're making way more than what they could make off ads selling to us. In Louisiana, okay, they used to have the drinking age at 18. They were the longest state to hold out. Federal government came in and said, we're going to withhold the funds on building your roads if you don't raise the drinking age to 21. Mm-hmm. And Louisiana came back and said, not even taking New Orleans into consideration, mm-hmm. just Baton Rouge and LSU, we make more off of the tax money in 1 year off the 18 to 21 year olds drinking than we do your federal funds. So kiss our ass. Mm. People make their money somewhere. And these tech giants are in business to make money. So whatever us conservatives could generate for them pales in comparison to what they're getting for shutting us down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pales. So Trump is working on bringing in what they call Nasara. And some people are calling it Trump Sara. Mm-hmm. And supposedly Nasara was written by some farmers back in the 50s.
Yeah.
But when you read over it, it looks like it was written by aliens. And if this indeed does come to pass, which it sure looks like it, there's a lot of milestones. Like him taking down the Fed, that was huge. Mm. That was a slam dunk for Nasara. And there's a lot of things that have had to go into play for Nasara to happen, and they seem to be going into play. That's all I can say. And one of the first things that's supposed to come out is we're supposed to get universal basic income, which would be great for everybody. Some of the main reasons why I think this is going to come out, I have a friend that's a financial analyst, and in March, we were talking every day, and he told me nothing makes sense with what he's seeing with the numbers. And he follows all sorts of trends and markets and all this. He said, nothing makes sense. I told him, Nasara. Hold the phone, what? Nasara. So he looked it up. He's on the phone with me. He said that's the only thing that could make sense because they are literally breaking the bank. We America's going to have no money left after this. Okay. I have another friend that owns a big mortgage company. Talking to her later that week. And she's sitting there telling me how nothing's making sense in the banking world right now. And so once again, I said, Nasara. She looked it up. Oh, my God. Holy shit. It's the only thing that could explain what I'm seeing. Okay. Those two phone calls, those two people that have way more knowledge than I could ever have about money and banking and trends, both agree that that's the only explanation for what they're seeing. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of other people online talking about, but these are two people that I know and trust personally. And I'm seeing other milestones for Nasara. And what I'm hearing is the people that are getting arrested for not so peaceful protest. And it might even extend to those who have financially supported these not so peaceful protests.
Yeah.
They're not going to be eligible for this new money system. So that's interesting. That's really interesting. It could go either way, though. Louis, I don't think it's everybody saying we've won. It's okay. It's a slam dunk. It's already done. People have already been arrested. It's good. Be cool. I'm not sure I'm going to be on board on that, but that's really the only choice we have. Keep our hearts in love. Don't get caught up in all the 3D traps. This is our big final exam. It's a spiritual war. Don't get caught up in it. Don't get angry. Don't get mad. Don't let it all trigger you, man. Just look at it, figure out what you can do, live your best life, and move on. Got to defend yourself. But other than that, just find that place to get in your heart and live your best life.
Right.
What does it say in the end? Some go to the right, some go to the left. Correct.
Right. So, anyways, I am about to start falling asleep because it's way past my bedtime. But Kim, I'd like to thank you for coming on and talking to me and blowing my mind left and right.
You're welcome.
Oh man, I'm like, ugh. I feel like really down right now because just discovered. Yeah, my TikTok is gone. I'm like, fuck, man. I put in a lot of work. A lot of fucking work. And they just take it away like nothing. I'm like, oh.
Well, if they didn't have thousands of your dollars.
Yep. They had $1.13 of money I've earned, and they just not gonna give it to me. And it's like, oh.
No.
It'll go to a 13-year-old girl dancing in her bikini, because that's okay. That's okay to have under, like, again, it's okay to be a fucking minor attracted person on Facebook. That's fine. I criticize Black Lives Matter. I proclaim my support of the Proud Boys. Gone.
Right.
Freaking, I'm not a 13-year-old girl fucking dancing around in a thong bikini fucking twerking because, hey, I'm not into that shit because I like my women aged to perfection.
Mm.
But no. Let's shut him down because he freaking makes some dark ass jokes about Breonna Taylor. Yes, I do. And you know what? There's other places for me to do my shit. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit harder for me to get my name out there now, but fuck it.
The first conservative platform that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Parler is good, but it's not good. It seems to take a long time to navigate it.
Yeah.
And it seemed to be a little bit more difficult to find the people you like to follow and their posts. And so I just kind of backed off of Parler for right now. I'm sure they'll up their game. I know a lot of people that are really happy with Parler.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on there. So far, you know, that's where people could find me is Parler. I'm on Gab. I'm on, you know, Gab. Oh, good. Yeah, I'm on BitChute just in case YouTube decides to, like, shit can me too, which...
Well, you know that's coming.
Yep.
You know that's coming.
Yep.
Look at some of the titles of your shows. That's coming.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming.
Yeah.
I've heard BitChute has even started censoring now.
Oh, great.
I know. I thought it was the last great refuge. Guess not. Guess not. I've been considering going back, starting to do a podcast again, but, bro, it was hard back in the day. And now I see how they're treating people.
Yeah.
Why would I put my energy and effort into that only to be treated like you were just treated?
Yeah.
Thanks for playing, but we're going to fucking screw you because we can. And there's nothing you can do about it. So why don't you smile on the way out while we slam the door in your ass, fuckwad?
Yeah
really? You think you just made me powerless? You think I won't forget this? Sun Tzu Art of War, man, you should have killed my kids because I am never going to forget.
Mm-hmm.
No, bro. We will never forget the way we've been treated. And unless they completely come and annihilate all the conservatives, this brave new world's going to get kind of funny.
Not really.
Because they done put everybody in fight mode.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me fucking double down. I'm like, okay, well, then I'm going to take this to the 3D. Once these comedy clubs open up, I'm going to be going back to doing my shit. And
Yeah. I thought Trump was working on some kind of legislation. Because, I mean, look, they banned him. He's the president. And they put little warning labels on his post.
Yeah.
That's unreal. That's unreal.
Anyways, let me just end this show. Like, thank everyone for listening. End it. I'm just gonna end it right now. I'm just gonna go sit in the street.
End it, Louis. End it. Yeah. End it now.
Okay.
Kill it.
That's
cut it.
My show. Donk.
Donk. No.